With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everyone. Checking in here with another ad read from our friends over at HelloFresh. Savor every last second of summer with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers fresh, quality produce from farm to your door in less than a week. It's great, super easy, allowing you to enjoy the delicious flavors from the season right from home. Heading out for one last vacation? Update your delivery address and enjoy HelloFresh at your own vacation destination with just a click. Might have to try that. I'm on vacation right now. That sounds like it's a pretty darn good idea. Plans are flexible, so they work with your changing schedule. We here at the No Bad Days podcast love our HelloFresh boxes. We get one, we cook it up in less than 30 minutes. It's ready to go. And you know what? There's no cleanup, very little waste, and you get really good meals. If you're interested in this offer, please go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. I'll once again repeat that. Go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. Welcome back, everybody, to episode number Martaniel 22 of the No Bad Days podcast. What's up, everybody?
What's going on, Tavor?
What the heck is up, Tavor?
Sorry, I'm having trouble talking. My upper lip's getting a little heavy with this mustache, this mean-looking mustache I've been growing.
That lip coach, eh?
Yeah, it's called a lip sweater.
9 days in, eh?
Might keep it all the way from now till April.
Did you cheat?
Nope.
I cheated a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
That's 9 days.
This is 9 days.
That's not bad.
Mine's terrible for nine days.
Not very good. Yours wouldn't be bad. Yours is like blonde or you have lighter and you haven't trimmed your beard yet, so it doesn't stick out as much.
Well, I'm gonna my beard to part of November.
You have a little Frenchy mustache where it doesn't go very high on your lip.
Je ne sais pas.
Je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, you got the pencil.
Yeah, like me. It starts high up towards your nose and then goes down in a V taper.
Yeah,
mine just looks like mine just looks like I drank chocolate milk a couple months ago. Anyways, who are you guys?
Oh, I'm Tavor,
and I'm Marty.
Johnny, I'm gonna need you to take your energy level up.
Why? Well, I look a little sleepy right now.
Yeah, you look like you just
and you're talking
up
like
front.
This.
Yeah, you just look like you woke up from hibernation.
All right, I'm awake. I'm up. Let's go. I'm Marty.
So tell us about this outfit you're wearing today.
Well, I'm going for pure comfort, not style today. Mm-hmm. As you can clearly see, yeah. I got a toque on, I got a sweater on, and I got
sweatpants,
baggy sweatpants on.
I like it.
And fuzzy socks.
Yeah, that's
from
like
Roots.
That's your go-to is fuzzy socks.
Oh, dude, I love fuzzy. When the weather gets cold, man, fuzzy socks is always the go-to.
Okay.
I like dress socks.
That's all the time.
Yeah.
Really? He wears funky socks all the time. That's his thing.
Dress socks or funky socks.
I seem to like lose like at least 2 pairs of socks per week while I'm at school.
Yeah. Same here.
No, every time I do laundry, I got a bunch of singles in there. It's kind of pissing me off.
Like, same.
I have maybe 6 pairs of socks to my name now, and in 2 more weeks I'll have 4, and then another week I'll be down to 2, and then by Christmas I'll restock. And
but it's a good thing that our parents are coming in. 10 days.
Yeah, all 3 of our parents are coming in.
Yeah, I was literally just going to say.
My parents will meet your parents.
I was on the phone with my mom, and she's like, is there anything like you like really need? I'm like, how do I think about it? Like, socks.
I've been cool. Yeah, I guess my mom has been asking me what I want for my birthday. I better tell her socks. So, Mom, I want socks for my birthday, please.
Honestly, we're getting to that age now where, like, I appreciate a nice, fresh pack of socks.
Seriously,
I really do.
Seriously.
Yeah. But you know what? I've never really dialed into what you guys are doing on like with your feet. So now I'll just watch out for what socks you're wearing.
Yeah.
Do you sleep with socks on in the winter?
Depends how cold my room gets.
That's weird.
That's weird.
Well, it's, if it's absolutely freezing, I'll like start off, and then when I'm like dozing off, I'll kick them off. And...
You kick your socks off?
Yeah, you just
they just fall off. You get up and run away,
like the Grinch's socks.
Hey, help me! Help me! Take me off! Take me off!
Yeah, just they those stink. Stinky skate hockey feet.
Oh, do you do you guys like? This is how I judge when I need to do laundry. When I get low on the underwear and sock front, that's like kind of when I need to do some laundry.
Yeah, there's that, or when the hamper's just looking
like that.
oh yeah, when
I need I need to do laundry.
It looks like an erupted volcano in your hamper.
I gotta do some laundry.
That's exactly what mine looks like too.
Mine looked like that 2 days ago.
Yeah, and socks are something that you can't wear more than once.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No. You have to change your socks and undies every day. Automatic
recycle bin socks.
Undies
in and out.
Socks and undies every day.
Probably shirts for the most part. If you wear a shirt all day long.
Sweater you could recycle a couple times throughout the week. Same with like pants. But
yeah, it depends on the activities you're doing.
Yeah. If you're sweating hard, or you know you got a stain or whatever, like definitely toss that in the hamper.
But, oh, you think so? Yeah.
I just checked my sweater for stains. I'm like, no. I think I'm good for today. Actually,
it's been a month. This thing's battled.
Yeah.
Anyways, we started off talking about Movember. Do you guys have any funny Movember stories from like when you guys were like younger and you couldn't really grow a mustache and you tried to, and then?
Oh yeah, in high school, there was like a huge thing at our school. It was like a big fundraiser for Movember, and everyone, like all like the older kids in like grade 11 and 12 were growing it, and I was in grade 9, little pipsqueak, and I had literally like just barely any amount of chin hair, and then just a dirty mud smear on my face.
Yeah.
It just looked ridiculous. <Mud smear. laughs> It looked ridiculous, and all like the teachers would like chirp me for it and stuff like that. So it was pretty funny. But yeah, that was a tough month of school.
That's the one.
Yeah. Well,
couldn't have made anything up.
How? What? There's not a lot of humor that goes into growing a mustache. Other than that,
I have two. One is like when I was in grade 9. And like I can't even grow a mustache now, so picture me when I was like 14 or whatever, however old you are in grade 9. I decided I was gonna just for men my peach fuzz,
my fuzzy peach,
and yeah. So I got this jet black just for men dye, and I put it, and I didn't know that it would like stain like your skin, so I smeared it all over like my upper lip, like almost into my cheeks, and just left it for 15 minutes, and then I had this like. Legit, like it was like a hash mark right across my face, and I couldn't get it off for a couple days. So I had to walk.
Oh my god!
So like, at that point, I was wishing like I had to wear a mask in class because it would have hit it, but I wouldn't.
Was everyone just calling you Dash?
No, I just I might have faked sick one of those days.
Oh yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah, that was a tough look.
We just remend our mustaches freshman year.
We did, yeah.
You guys have a picture of that?
No,
I don't think so. No,
I was gonna say that'd be cool to post on.
We did do it.
We did at one point, and then the other one was when I was in junior. Again, I couldn't grow a good mustache, but I could get the neck beard going pretty good.
Oh yeah.
So I didn't. It was like it was late in the month. It was like the 25th or 26th or something like that, and I'm at the rink, and I had mutton chops going.
Oh.
So I grew my sideburns out and like to like the triangle where it kind of sort comes to your lip.
Yeah.
And I shaved like that and down. So I just had these like disgusting triangles going into my face.
You had the Allen Edgar pole going in.
And so I'm at the rink, like the boys are laughing and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I can't wait to shave this off later. And that day was the day that the news station was coming to do a special feature on me and my other like teammate.
Yeah.
And so that was the day that they brought the camera and they got interviewed, and I'm on TV with mutton chops talking about hockey, and my mom was legitimately mortified.
Oh yeah, I don't blame you. That's
like
she
almost grounded me from across the country.
Actually, for my grad photo in grade 12, speaking of like mother's getting mad. My mom wasn't too happy because I grew a mustache and I had my goatee going. So I had the French guy look for my grade 12 picture. And it is just horrendous.
I wore a onesie for my grade 12 picture. It's a penguin onesie.
Oh, we had to wear a tie.
Our gown. I went to public school.
We had to do it too.
Really? I didn't go to private school. I went to Catholic
school. No, not grad. I'm not talking. I'm talking like senior photos. Oh, you get on your car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we just wore a uniform.
Oh. Yeah, I wore a penguin onesie.
That's actually kind of awesome. That's a beauty move. I'll take that.
Yeah, my student ID from grade 12 just has me with my hair like blown out, like looked like I had an 80s haircut.
The Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah. And with a penguin onesie on, so that's funny. What about you? You got anything?
Yeah, you might even quiet.
No, I never did anything crazy. I can't really grow a mustache either. I could just grow like a stupid beard that never attaches anywhere.
Did you just look good every day in high school?
Yeah, I looked super good. Such a
beard. Yeah. I saw there's some funny pictures on Marty's Facebook of him back in the day.
Oh yeah, the Wendy's. I think the first day of work one is pretty awesome. Yeah.
Or the ones, of him on vacation on the beach with a black tank top and a flat brim hat in between two palm trees.
He had one. It was like one of his first profile pictures on Facebook, him in the mirror in the bathroom.
Seriously, awesome people's one. Facebook, like if you can go back and look at people's old Facebook photos, that's a dangerous place.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah,
that's a rabbit hole you don't want to get down.
I'm so happy I don't have Facebook anymore. Just because, like, all those pictures, like, it just makes you want to punch yourself in the face.
Yeah.
The posts,
too. I look back, I'm like, wow, that's tough.
Yeah, like, remember, like, actually, like, I think we had a Twitter discussion about this, but Facebook was, like, obviously pretty similar, and, like, you just put on your page, like, what you're doing
or something.
Like, yeah. Eating lunch with the boys, like, what?
Yeah, Facebook was, like, the old Instagram.
Yeah. Hanging with, and then you tag like whoever you're hanging with.
Literally.
So bad. That's so embarrassing.
Remember all those like memes that would come out of like, there'd be like 19 different pictures of characters from Mario Kart or like Disney. And then they'd be like, did you guys ever do that? Where it'd be like different characteristics for each one. And then you'd have to tag people that, you know.
Yeah. I never did that, but I get tagged and I was just like, oh, I guess I'm Waluigi or whatever his name is.
Sweet. I got also picked to be most likely to be a police officer in grade 9.
Is that because of your mustache?
Must have been. I must have been narking on a bunch of people. Yeah. I must have been a tattletale.
Were you tall in grade 9?
No, I was like short and chubby.
Oh.
No, I'm just tall and chubby. Oh my God, just kidding. No, I'm not. We got to talk about the road trip this weekend. First roadie.
Oh, it kind of felt good.
It did.
Like, there's nothing better than just hanging out at the back of the bus with the boys, telling some stories, having some laughs.
Yeah.
You're on a roll, actually.
I was on a roll on the way. You were
making the boys, like, howl.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Big win, and then we got on the bus and had a, what, three-hour, four-hour ride home, so.
I think it was, like, closer to four.
We didn't throw in any movies this weekend, so I had to entertain the boys with some good old-fashioned comedy.
You didn't have to listen to Boondock Saints at volume 100. Oh, my God,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, like, you know what's funny, too, is as many times as we've watched that movie, because it's the only friggin' movie that happens to make it on the bus, we're all, like, talking whatever when it's on or attempting to talk because it's so loud. But I honestly can't tell you what that movie's about.
Yeah, I have no clue.
And we probably watched it 40, like close to 40 times.
I know that there's a lot of gunfights in it.
Yeah.
But
the only scene I remember is the old guy when he comes out of like a funeral home and shoots up the guys on the street. Yeah, and then that's it. That's the only part I seem to pay attention to.
I couldn't tell you what happens in that movie, although we've seen it about 8 or 9 times.
Yeah. It literally makes no sense every time I watch it.
So if you have any good movie recommendations for the boys on the bus, we'd love to hear them because we've watched one movie.
Yeah, DM us your favorite road trip movie.
Yeah.
That is still on DVD.
Yeah, that we can put on DVD because the bus doesn't have the most updated. Yeah.
We don't have AirPlay on the bus, so.
Wouldn't Wi-Fi be nice on the bus?
That'd be so nice.
Save the data bill a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Be able to stream,
it gets you every time.
Watch, maybe play some Xbox or something.
What do you do as soon as you go on the bus? Go on your phone, Instagram, TikTok, right away. Instagram.
Text your friends.
Yeah.
Just stay in the loop.
Hey, what are you doing?
Sitting behind you.
Yeah. On the bus.
Sitting behind you. What's up?
Hey. Yeah, and Johnny pulled this classic move where after every road game when we get back on the bus, he just walks right by his seat and just comes and plops his butt right next to me in my seat. So we had to double up on the way home. And
that's a tradition.
Though. Yeah, it's a tradition.
You just leave one three seat.
Three seasons.
Yeah, one seat's empty, and me and Johnny are
squished together.
And Taver gets the window seat, so he's just tucked away.
I'm tucked away in the corner. Johnny's
spread out.
Johnny's man spreading all over the place. Yeah.
Anyway. Put my feet up, but boy, do we have a good time back there.
Yeah. And when we got, we got to the hotel and they didn't have enough rooms and we had to go three in a room this time.
Yeah.
Which wasn't that bad because there's two beds and a pullout couch. So everyone did get their own bed, but
yeah,
okay. So this is another messed up thing. I'm a fourth year senior and I got the pullout couch in my room.
That's why. How did that happen?
Well,
were you just being a good guy?
Yeah. So like... I walked in, well, not to pump my own tires, but I was being a super good guy.
Yeah.
And
clearly,
as usual. And I walked into the room late because I was expecting not to have three in a room. So I got there late and the two other guys, Cuddy was one of them, classic, they were already sprawled out on the two nice beds. So I just looked at them. I said, well, looks like I'm getting the pullout tonight. And set up my bed. And
his duffel bag's on one and he's on the other.
Just in case. He got both of them covered.
Yeah.
So. And he put his shoes on the pillow so you can't sit there.
Yeah. Classic. So... he snored a bit too, Cuddy.
Yeah,
a little bit of a snore.
Actually, I was with your old roommate Sterny, and he did. I didn't hear a sound out of that guy.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Lucky you.
Yeah,
because he used to
cut down trees.
He used to sound like an opera concert in there when I was sleeping with him.
You're sleeping next to Andrea Bocelli for a sock there.
Jesus, whoever that is.
Oh, that's okay. We'll culture ourselves later.
Who is that?
He's an opera singer.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right.
You don't listen to opera?
No, I'm not up with the opera.
Not to say that I listen to it, but like, yeah.
How many opera singers can you name?
One, and that's him.
Oh, that's him. What's his name?
Andrea Bocelli.
Oh, I thought you said Andrea, so I thought it was a woman.
No, but, okay. Andrea.
Opera singers are actually cool, though.
Yeah, dude, they're nuts.
It's kind of a flex holding a note for 2 minutes.
I've been to a live opera concert before.
Do you know my guy's name? Or the woman's name?
I didn't know anyone's name, not even the people I went with.
You're like, where the hell am I?
How did I get here? No, it was like a field trip in grade 13.
In college.
Yeah. This was last week, huh?
That was we took those music classes where we had to listen to some opera. No?
No, so far in my music class, we've only listened to like traditional African drums and South American music. So no opera in there.
No, you'll get to that point, I'm sure.
Maybe.
Well, maybe. Anyways, we got to talk about Connor McDavid's goal of the year.
Yeah, that was.
I don't know how he does it. He entered the opposing team's zone, like at the blue line.
Yeah,
with four guys in front of him and somehow ended up having a breakaway.
After skating around in the neutral zone for like 5 seconds, waiting for someone to come onside.
Waiting for his teammates and then just didn't use any of his teammates the whole time.
And then managed to just burn through four guys.
And didn't look down at the puck once.
Yeah.
He just had his eyes on the net the entire time.
Sure wish I could do that. Wouldn't that be nice
if you could just pull that out of a hat sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right out of my back pocket.
I think the best is his post game interview where he's like, I'm paid to score big goals, so that's what I do.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the tweet I saw that described the goal the best. It was by Danny Heatley.
Heater.
Yeah, I'm trying to see what he said, so keep talking while I find it. But he definitely made them look stupid there for a second. And I guess that's why he gets paid
13 schmil a year.
Is it 13 that he gets paid? I think it's this year he gets 13, right?
Yeah,
maybe.
Something like that.
You guys aren't up to date with the cap?
No.
Capfriendly.com.
Not really looking at that one.
Frank Sarenvelli.
Frank Saren Spaghetti. okay, I can't even find it, so never mind. Anyways, he perfectly described this tweet because that's it. Yeah, okay, couldn't find it.
That's okay.
Anyways,
we'll try again.
Yeah, hopefully we can see a couple more nice goals like that, maybe from some players on the Sens or the Jets or the what team do you cheer for again, Johnny?
Everyone. I just hope everyone has fun.
I'm just here for a good time.
Yeah,
not a long time, you know.
Pretty much whatever we put on the TV, just cheer.
Go boys.
Yeah.
Go boys.
Yeah. So Johnny and I went to a movie together, like one-on-one on Tuesday night last week.
Yeah, it's a nice little movie date with the boys, you know.
With James Bond. The boy. Like plural, singular, I mean.
Didn't Frizz go?
Yeah, Frizz did come. He didn't sit.
Yeah, he was there. but
he likes to sit in the bottom row and break his neck watching the
TV. Yeah, he likes to turn his head every time someone else talks.
Yeah, there's so we saw the new James Bond, and of course Johnny was fully up to date with all the James Bonds, so he was telling me what the actors' names were, where they're from, what year they were born in, and then he was updating me on like the movie timeline, which was helpful because I hadn't seen or hadn't been woken to the James Bond storyline.
That's what I'm there for, bud.
Yeah, so I thank God I was there with Johnny.
I didn't talk the whole movie.
Yeah,
I just want to put that in the important
part. Like we were quiet. I'm not trying to say that you talked during the movie. I'm just trying to say that you were providing me with information.
Helpful information.
That was useful, some that wasn't.
The things that they put on the TV or the movie before, like the Tommy Texer and the Sally Seat Kicker.
Yeah.
Those are freaking hilarious.
Yeah, I love those.
But we saw something that was absolutely outrageous on our way into the movie theater.
I almost left when I saw this, by the way.
We were walking up to our seats.
Well, first of all, the movie theater that we go to here,
it's like a family-friendly place, right?
Family-friendly, and the seats are like massive, and they recline all the way back, very comfortable. Yeah. So
electric.
Yeah. You're supposed to get comfortable, but not too comfortable.
Yeah, like this person we saw doing this was just too comfortable. Like it was the too comfortable moment of the week.
So we're going up the stairs to our seats. We got our popcorn. We got our drinks. We're ready to go. We're pumped.
We're relaxed.
We're chilling out. We see this person take their shoes off, their socks off, barefoot in a public place.
Socks, too?
And they brought their own blanket.
They're hanging over the seats in front of them.
Yeah. Ew. Just barefooting it.
With their socks leaned over on the seat beside them. Yeah.
No, I just want to say one thing about that. That is unacceptable.
No, that like
I would have thrown up.
No, like I almost debated trying to go get my movie ticket fees back. And just was like, this can't happen ever again. Like, you need to have, like, people at the door making sure people have socks and shoes on.
Yeah, no, this isn't the hotel pool.
No.
Like, this is a movie theater.
Like, I can understand in the summer if you have flip-flops on and one happens to slide off. But
then you go get it.
Yeah.
Then you slide it right back on.
And you just put that bad boy back
on. I understand. Sometimes there's different circumstances. But we're in November in Wisconsin. It's not flip-flop weather.
No, it's not. Football weather died like 2 months ago around these parts. But yeah, no, that's.
I wanted to throw a flip flop at that person.
And the worst part was, is like their seats ended up being like right in front of us. So we had to, you know, stare at a couple of toes.
Smell some
stuff. All the piglets.
Like we're not trying to be like really like picky here, but like it didn't really affect us at all, but it affected me emotionally.
Yeah.
Having to like witness someone take off their shoes. It's like on an airplane.
It's just like, what the hell?
It's like trapped air in there. You don't like, what if I got a waft of that?
Yeah.
And then I had to like eat my popcorn with like foot stink in there.
I don't want Swiss cheese with my popcorn.
So, I mean.
And that's another thing too.
Popcorn?
Oh yeah. We
buried. Large?
Yeah.
We split large. One. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. We split a large and it was done before the credits were done at the start of the movie.
Well, the James Bond credits are like 4 minutes long.
And it's also a 3 hour movie.
Yeah.
Two hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
That's why I was out on that.
And we were getting a soda too. So, of course, when you eat popcorn at the movie theaters, you're just instantly like you've spent the last 4 weeks in a desert.
Yeah. No, it's like we just came from the Sahara.
Yeah.
And you just dummy.
And
pop.
Then you got to dummy the pop. I went with diet though. So,
we were going to get one large.
So, it's pretty much like drinking a water.
It was calorie wise, same as a water.
We were going to get one large popcorn each. We look at the calories and 1500 in one large popcorn.
So no like, way.
Well, we'll go down the middle.
Yeah, part of me wishes they didn't put the calories up on the board when you.
Yeah, I feel like more people would buy a large popcorn if they didn't put the calories in.
Yeah.
Maybe you just buy two mediums next time.
Two mediums?
This one's only 700, but then this one's also 700. It's like, can I get two mediums but in a large bowl? She's like, so a large?
It's just going to make me feel better.
Yeah. Thanks. Just
1400, not 1500.
Do you guys feel the same about like the barefoot thing in like an airport and on a plane and or public transit?
There's not many places it's appropriate to be barefoot.
No.
I mean, I kicked my shoes off on the plane to Arizona, but I had socks on.
Okay. That's pushing it, but you had socks on.
That's like walking on a balance beam, but.
But I didn't have them kicked up anywhere. They were under the seat.
Okay.
They weren't in like the overhead compartment.
They weren't dangling.
No, I wasn't.
The person in front of you, yeah. Off their shoulders.
Although I would have liked to, I didn't.
Can you imagine that? You tap the person in front of you, like, you mind if I just rest my foot?
Speaking of that, remember when we were talking last week about when we went home last year for Christmas on the plane?
Oh,
and the guy behind us got up and was in a rush for no reason to get off the plane. Like when you get off, when the plane lands, the golden rule is the people at the front get to exit first because they paid more for their tickets.
Yeah,
and then us in the back, us peasants, we have to wait for everyone else.
Yeah, you wait till the person in front of you is gone,
right?
Yeah.
So this guy was sitting behind us and cut in front of Johnny and my seat row, and I was in the aisle, and this guy's behind was in my face the whole time.
And the worst part of that is we didn't have a gate to dock at, so we sat on the runway at the Toronto airport for what was it, an hour and 15 minutes?
It was quite a long
ride. So this guy's derriere was in Taver's face for an hour and 15 minutes.
His rump was right in my face.
Yeah.
Like, and I was just trying not to look at it. It was hard, but at that point the movies has already cut, like you can't watch the movies anymore on the plane. The TV's shut off.
No, your ticket's expired by then.
So yeah, like
that movie privileges.
If you're ever on an airplane, you stay in your seat until it's your turn to go. Yeah.
And especially the one we were on, because it's what, a 2-hour flight. Yeah. So it's not a big airplane. It's one aisle, two seats on each side. It's very compact in there.
Yeah, it's doable. You can wait.
Oh, like, you can definitely
was standing for an hour and 15 minutes.
Like you're going to get off.
His poor cast must have been just season up.
Think about that guy.
But I don't feel bad. I don't feel one bit bad for him.
No, not at all. That was,
I almost had to call in the air marshal.
Hey, and then how about the guy in front of us too? Cause I had my headphones on and I put them around my neck to talk to you. And like airplanes, I don't know. They just seem like loud. Like you could barely hear the person talk beside you. And when I guess like he heard like a faint like sound from my headphones, and he turns around, and he goes, "Do you mind turning that down?" I look at him, I'm like, "Yeah, no problem, sir."
Yeah.
Didn't do anything. Didn't say anything. Yeah. I'm like, "There's no way you heard that."
Yeah.
Dude. You just saw my headphones.
Johnny turned it down immediately.
Yeah.
And then put his headphones away.
And then talked him back in.
And then bought the guy a sandwich to sort of inconvenience you, sir.
Hey, bud, we're going to Timmy's. I'll get you a $1.
Yeah, the thing I never understood about airplanes is like, how come when the people are in first class, do they need to put that curtain up so that you just can't see what's going on up there? Yeah. Like, what are they doing up there that you can't see?
And then that look the stewardess gives you when she shuts it. Just like you guys wish you had this? Yeah. Yeah. See ya.
See you later.
Yeah. See you later.
I think if I'm ever going to sit in first class, that's the first thing I'm going to ask. Yeah. Can you close that?
I think it's so people like don't get jealous when you're just mucking your peanuts and they're having a glass of champagne up there.
Yeah. They're having a glass of Camus one and the red, they're having a little vino up there and you're drinking sparkled water out of a plastic cup.
You're drinking a half a can of pop that you asked for.
Share pop with the person in front of you.
Yeah. You're chewing on ice chips because you're so parched from your peanuts.
And then you're like, well, you know what? This is kind of enjoyable now that I think about it.
Yeah. So anyways, like we said, we've had a lot of fun in the airports, but there's times that it's a trying effort, you know?
Yeah. No, you really gotta put on a smile and sit there and just
sulk it. Like you're going somewhere.
Yeah.
Smile.
You're in the air.
Yeah.
You're flying, you're free falling.
Yes. You're literally just
hang out.
Free falling.
I will remember you. The plane crashed. Yeah.
No. That's enough of the plane talk. I don't know how we got into that. We started talking about James Bond and
talking about planes.
It's like James Bond took us to the airport there.
What's up, guys? We're back with another message from our friends over at Discover. Now listen, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how they rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, come on, talk about amazing. And now that we've talked about that for a bit, let's get back to the No Bad Days podcast where we talk about whatever comes to our mind. Learn more about this offer at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Anyways, we're back on the Yellowstone grind, boys.
Oh. And season four didn't, the like first two episodes did not disappoint.
Did
boys.
Not. They picked Holy up right where they shit. Left off. And if you haven't seen it, sorry.
Yeah.
Pause right here and come back later after you watch the episode. Make sure you download it first. But yeah.
Make sure you download
it. I think,
what was your favorite part of the first two episodes?
Oh, I think it's when, okay, spoiler alert. So if you don't, if you're watching Yellowstone and haven't seen the intro, skip this next couple minutes, whatever. But my favorite part is when it cuts to the after the explosion in Beth's office.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She just comes out and asks for a cigarette. And yeah, just,
she just walks
just out. Just got a hole in her back.
Just rips a dart on the the sidewalk there.
My favorite part is when...
She's looking mean.
Yeah. When John gets brought back from the hospital and the nurse is like, hi, we're here to help you out with all your stuff. And he just like... tells her to leave, and then 2 minutes later he gets fully dressed and goes outside to the barn and starts riding a horse and told her she's fired.
Yeah. He goes, ha, you're fired. Fired, Molly. See you, Molly.
Yeah. I think that's what her name was. That's what I was gonna say to you.
That's my favorite part.
That was freaking hilarious.
Yeah, no, that just was
because he's too tough to be
a lot of anticipation for. Too. Like he's we had in... definitely high expectations because we've been waiting a decent amount of time for this
like
to
come. 6 months-ish, 5 months.
Yeah,
months.
I crushed it. Well, oh, I guess, mean, yeah. I don't know when you guys.
I crushed it in the summer.
Yeah, I crushed it when I got home last year.
But it took me like 6 days to watch three seasons.
Yeah.
So
10-hour-long episodes.
I remember chirping Marty for it because when he got into it, he said how much he crushed in like a weekend. I'm like, got anything better to do, dude?
Literally, and then I started Friday watching night, it. I watched this season and the first episode of season two.
Yeah, it's like
11 episodes that are 45 minutes each.
And when you watch it, you understand how like addicting that show is.
Yeah.
I think that's the best series I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And like that's going up against Peaky Blinders and stuff.
It's my favorite. Peaky Blinders is good, but Yellowstone's definitely my favorite TV show.
You gotta have the subtitles on for Peaky Blinders.
I think Ozark is my number two.
I hate watching stuff with the subtitles on.
But like they're pretty helpful with Peaky. I think because the accents,
you can't make
out some of the words sometimes.
I'd rather just suffer through it though. Because then you have
I'm gonna put my own interpretation
like,
in this.
Yeah. It's like the whole thing about like the whole thing I do when I watch TV is like I watch TV to like not read. So like it kind of defeats the purpose of like watching TV if you have to read and watch at the same time. Like I can't do two.
I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like if I was going to read, I would just pick up a book and read it. But that's why I watch TV.
So you'd have a tough time with Squid Games then, eh?
Have subtitles?
Yeah, we watched it with subtitles.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
I don't think we did.
No.
We didn't?
No.
Was it the English voiceover?
Yeah, the English voiceover.
Oh, okay.
That was a little tough to watch at times, but that's just like...
Because when the mouth is off the voice,
I don't like that.
That kind of bugs me too. Yeah.
But that was a good show as well.
Squid Games was pretty good.
But not a subtitles guy.
Well, I thought we had the subtitles on for that for some reason.
Yeah, not a word guy.
No.
Okay, well, should we hop right into things that hit different here?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Let's do it.
Should we?
Shall we? Do you guys have a thing that hits different today?
Going to a movie when everyone has their socks and shoes on.
I think it's something different. That doesn't hit different.
People that have their shoes and socks off. No, things that hit different is a movie theater popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
That's huge. Washing it down with a nice iced tea. Oh,
I went Diet Dr. Pepper.
I don't. Yeah, I
you
I
mean
can't,
a water?
I went Sierra Mist because you can't get iced tea in the States. That's really
you neat. Can. It's just
like not from a fountain.
Yeah. Really, so maybe yours is things that hit different is Canadian iced tea.
I think I said that before though.
Did you?
My hit's different because like, you know, just talking about planes, every time I'm on a plane ride, I get a ginger ale with ice.
So I can feel that. Yeah.
I don't know why ginger that just ale, hits different in the
ginger
air.
Ginger ale does taste different at altitude.
Yeah.
Scientifically.
And when it's proven. Really, really cold.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure
and
they
with the ice chips in it.
That was on an episode of Mythbusters I saw one time. Like they proved that it tastes better in the air.
Sure.
Jamie proved it.
Yeah.
What's yours, bud?
My hit's different is turning the heat on in the house.
Yep.
Finally it's different. It's not cold anymore in here.
Dude, coming over here, you have to like chill on the couch with your goose on. It was just brutal.
You guys turned yours on a while ago?
No. But our house doesn't get as cold as yours.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of like leaky doors and windows that allow the breeze to come in.
With our back door, we have that like area where there's another door.
Oh, so true.
Helps. Definitely helps.
You got the sunroom on the front and the back. You know,
Not much of a sunroom though.
No, but I like it. It would
for a sunroom, it doesn't get a lot of sun.
It traps the heat though. What I mean, yeah. Sunroom, I guess.
We'll call it the trap room.
The trap house.
Yeah,
trap house three.
And it goes down to our basement where Pennywise.
Trap money.
Yeah.
Bubble.
Yeah, the basements here are scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't go down there.
Would you like sleep there? Would you spend a night in the basement in your house?
For like, what am I getting in return?
Just like
to say I did it. Bragging wipes?
No. bragging ripes.
Ripes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ripen fruit.
Yeah. You got ripe fruit.
You get a piece of ripe fruit if you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
No.
I would never do that. No.
No, I don't think I would either.
Not a chance.
It looks like a breeding ground
for killer clowns. The thing is about our basement is I feel like I find something new down there that's not ours every time I go down
there.
Didn't
you guys find a bullet casing down there one time?
Yeah, we did. I think it was from the people that lived here before. They were hunters.
Yeah.
So like it wasn't that sketchy. But
so they were just shooting guns in the basement?
Well, no. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Who knows? But yeah, like I feel like every time I go down there, I see something new that I hadn't seen before, but it doesn't belong to anyone in the
house. Isn't there like a room in your basement?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like a workshop in our basement.
Yeah. Scary.
That's
the room.
That's a big no no.
I peeked my head in there the first time we moved in here and I haven't looked back in there once.
No, yeah. No.
And I never will.
When I do laundry, I try not to look behind me.
Yeah.
So there's like a retaining wall and then like just an open space in our basement. Yeah. And I don't even look in there. When I go down the stairs and I have to face it, my head is down looking at my feet. And then I just turn around, washer, dryer, right back up.
Yeah. Same with me. I always leave the light. There's a light down there with a string on it.
Yeah.
And Frizz has been trying to figure out who leaves it on every time they go down there. And I haven't told him yet, but it's me because I don't want to turn it off and it'd be dark. So I leave it on and then he has to go down and turn it off.
Hopefully he doesn't listen to this.
Yeah, I don't think he listens.
I don't know if he has time to listen to this with all the other stuff he does.
No, he's got his own cooking show and everything. So he's pretty busy. Yeah, he's on the Food Network.
Yeah. His name is
Bootleg
Chef Bobby Flay. Gordon Cramsay. Gordon Cranberry.
Gordon Cranberry.
Oh, okay. Okay, here I want to do a new segment that I came up with watching TikToks. Just thought it was funny.
Sure.
But we'll do it after some questions to end off the episode. Yeah. That'll be our new outro segment. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you what it is yet.
So we're getting into.
We're going to bring number 22 up for this the question part.
Okay. Yeah, we can bring
number 22. Let's go get yell, baby.
Oh yeah, for the questions. And in the meantime, Johnny and I will sing you our favorite song from Gloria Gaynor.
Will you remember?
This isn't the song I was thinking of. It was first I was afraid, I was petrified, kept thinking I could never live without you by my side.
And now I spent so many nights thinking how you get me wrong, and I grew strong.
Okay, that's good. Yelly's here.
Hey. Yell, baby.
Yell, so, baby. Tell everybody what you've been up to.
Me and Frizz have just been hanging on the couch watching TV. So
that's too new. Interesting.
Tonight,
at least. How's the new haircut treating you?
That's okay. I'm going to get it chopped off pretty soon.
Are you? The mullet?
I would say by the end of November, yeah.
Really?
The mullet is a personality trait, though.
I don't know. It's getting kind of annoying.
It's kind of like
just waiting for the top to grow back a little more and then I'll get it all evened out.
It's kind of like a lifestyle, dude.
Yeah. Having a mullet is a lifestyle. It's
like a freaking lifestyle, bro.
You just wouldn't get it.
It's like playing junior hockey. It's a lifestyle.
Fucking laced out. All
right, let's get the questions going. So, have you been listening? You know how we do all this stuff, or no?
No.
I okay.
thanks for the support. Yeah. Bud.
So, anyways, we're gonna play a question, and then we all go around answering it one at a time.
Okay.
We'll let you start off all the question answering. Perfect. Okay. First question. Here we go.
Hey guys, if you could relive one day, what would it be?
You can relive one day
in your whole life.
Yeah.
What could it be? Or what would it be?
Yeah.
Shoot.
I got a good one.
You want to start it off then? Because I can't think of anything right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can start.
I'll go with winning the WIAC last year. That was like the first time in like my older years of hockey that I've ever won anything. So
would you live that like that game again or the day or after?
Just winning. Yeah. Just winning in general.
Yeah.
Okay. Throwing my gloves in the air and big doggy pile.
That was a great feeling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can't beat that.
So you'll go from like the 24 hours from like 5 p.m. that day to 5 p.m. the next day. That's like the day?
Yeah.
Okay.
What a day that was.
That was one long day.
But to relive any
or I would relive the day I went to Walmart and got my haircut last night and not get my freaking haircut at Walmart.
That's true. That's a good. I'd probably do that if I was you.
I would relive that actually, day.
Tyler, you could probably say the same thing.
Did I get a bad haircut?
You got a haircut at the grocery store.
I did, yeah.
Supercuts.
But like, see, the thing is, like, my hair super one back. My hair grows back. So it's not that bad of a punishment.
How bad was your haircut? I don't even remember.
Dude, they shaved my sides down to like a 2. And they left like on they top. Literally, yeah, like a 1 or 2 on top. So it was like a straight buzz cut on top.
So you had a cul-de-sac for a month.
Yeah, I had a full cul-de-sac.
Yeah, he wore toques to bed.
Doesn't even want the mirror to see that one.
Yeah.
Johnny,
this is a very good question.
Yeah, it's there's like a lot hard of
to just pinpoint I've a particular day in your life.
Okay, you go then.
Okay, kind of based off Jordo's. I don't know, is yours more winning or friendships? Because I was thinking either Nashville 2 years ago or spring break last year when we went to Arizona.
Yeah, that was what I was going to say too, one of those.
Just like being around like your close buddies.
Yeah.
That was a good time.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a little deep here. I think to relive one day would be any day when I was little and walking around in the backyard with my grandfather.
That's a good one too.
Yeah,
I do like that.
I'd
you guys would just walk around.
Yeah, go in the garden and stuff like that.
Oh, at your Nona's house.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So not to get like, you know, too emotional on your boys here.
That is a good one. I was thinking of doing something like that too, but I'm probably gonna go with spring break trip or one of those days or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that RV ride.
Yeah, sure. No, I could definitely relive one of the nights in Arizona. That'd be
Would you ever go back in time and then come on the bus with us to Nashville?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a good day for you to relive. Instead of not getting on the bus, you'd get on the bus.
No, not that day. It'd be the day that I said, no, I'm going home, boys.
Yeah, that was a sad departure. We were all waiting out
the window. After you guys hop on, start, you know, cracking open some cold ones, and I'm lugging your shit on the bottom of the bus. Yeah, boys, it packs.
And Lawson's go ahead. Like, you're not coming? You're like,
No,
I'm the helper.
No, I'm the chauffeur.
Yeah, no, sorry, I'm bagel boy. I'm going.
All right, next question.
Hey, guys. What is the best piece of advice that someone gave you that stuck with you?
A lot of advice I've given in my life.
Yeah, I think we've all been given some pretty good advice, but one that stuck with me was a wise man told me, always be happy, but never satisfied, because there's always room for improvement.
That's a wise man.
Who said that?
That's a wise, no, wise man.
Well, I'm sure someone said it before him, but my dad told me that.
Ralphie
told me that one.
I think that's an original thought by Ralph.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Some good advice. Good race.
My mom has told me before that I forget how she said it though. She didn't come up with it. She's heard it before, but it was like, if you want exceptional results, then you have to put in exceptional effort or something like that. So basically, like, you have to work for stuff that you're given.
You get what you give.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you can't just expect great things to happen to you without working for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You always got to put a little elbow grease in there.
And we're still working out the kinks on, like, me taking that advice all the time. Yeah. Here and there, I get it.
At the end of the day, it's up to me.
The man looking in the mirror.
What about you?
Mine is pretty simple. It's just follow what you're passionate about in life. So just pursue the things that bring you happiness. And yeah,
that's a good one. Very nice. Simple and sweet. Marty?
Yeah, I don't know. Mine was probably kind of the same as Yelly's, like, and yours kind of like never be satisfied, always keep working towards what you want to do, never give up type stuff.
There you go.
Yeah, something like that.
There you go. Long little lines. Inspiration from the boys.
Yeah. I was trying to look for a quote that I saw from Russ, the singer.
Russ?
You know, I saw it on TikTok and he had a really good interview. And he's like, they asked him like, what's one piece of advice? And he said it. And I liked the video because I liked what he said and I couldn't find it.
That's okay. You should find it. Maybe next week.
Next week, maybe you'll get a chance.
I'm going to keep looking for it while we do these questions.
Next question.
Okay. I was wondering what you guys thought of the Yellowstone premiere and who your favorite characters are.
Okay, well, we already talked about this, but I guess, Yelly, you can tell us what you thought. And then we can tell everyone our favorite characters.
Okay. Yeah, this is a hot topic in the house right now. I really enjoyed both episodes. It's been a long 6-7 months waiting for it to come out, and it was everything I anticipated and expected, so I was satisfied. And my favorite character, it's always been Casey, but the new kid, I can't think of his name.
Carter.
Yeah, he's a good little add-on to the season 4.
Yeah.
We covered this earlier in the episode, but yeah, absolutely fantastic introduction to season 4. I got a three-way tie for my favorite characters. It's I think pretty much everyone's is Rip. He's awesome. Beth, like, wow, unreal character. and Casey's a beauty. So
that's your three.
Yeah,
how about Lloyd?
Okay.
Lloyd's a beauty. Lloyd is a stud, yeah.
What's the one guy's name, the singer?
Walker.
Yeah, Walker. Walker.
Yeah.
The Drifter.
Yeah.
I'm going with John Dutton, my favorite character.
I'm going with Rip. I like Rip. And I like Walker too. I have periods of hating him and liking him, but I kind of like him right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I like listening
to him. And then everyone just loves Lloyd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, how can you not?
Yeah, true. All right.
Hi guys, happy Wednesday from England. My question is, what is the worst film you've ever seen?
Worst film I've ever seen?
It's a movie called D3.
what's it called?
Movie is
hilarious. I think it's called D3.
It's just called D3.
Division 3, football's finest.
Yeah, Division 3, football's finest is the worst movie I've ever seen in my entire life. Dude. It's funny because of how bad it is. That's why it's funny.
They shot the whole movie in a week.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure they shot it on a BlackBerry too, because that movie is awful.
It's hilarious.
Yeah,
the budget for that film was $1,000. And that was just half of it is to provide lunch for the cast and crew.
I like it. Worst movie I've ever seen was the Lego movie. I hated it. I hated every second of it. And my brother's lucky it was his birthday. I sat through the whole thing or else I would have left.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Worst, like, relatively popular movie. I can't even think of one. I don't really watch as many movies as these guys.
Mine was that one that Frizz put on last year. Do you guys remember that one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't remember what it was called.
It was like a bunch of like middle-aged people, singles kind of thing.
Yeah. And the storyline was all everywhere. Over the place. Yeah. And the ending made zero. It was like a Hallmark movie.
Yeah. I was almost happy that it ended.
It was literally, it was terrible.
It looked like a high school like play. But someone filmed it. Mm-hmm. That's what that looked like.
True. It was brutal.
So yeah, those are our least favorite
movies. Yeah, I just quickly Googled stuff and Google didn't give any good results.
Okay, I hope the audio is okay, but my question is, which Survivor player would you want to play with and which Survivor player would you not want to play with?
Oh, good question.
Survivor.
That's you guys take
that. I'd want to play with Boston Rob.
Yeah.
And I would not want to play with Dan.
Is that the creepy guy?
Dan wouldn't be allowed on the show
anymore. Why did Dan get kicked off?
He was all creepy.
That was the guy that was the ladder.
That was the one season
I'd want to play with Boston Rob, and I would not want to play with Sandra because she would probably vote me off without me knowing it, and then I'd be mad.
I think Boston Rob would go against you guys because I feel like you guys would be like half decent at the show.
No, so we'd befriend him, and then he'd kick us off later.
But he'd be a threat to you guys, or you'd be a threat to him.
Yeah, but he'd keep us around for a while, so you get like the survivor experience, and then he'll be like, "Okay, see you later."
Yeah. How about that? The character in the new season. I can't think of his name. Is it Phil? The Silver Fox, the guy that was like very outspoken, but also just like kind of weird at the same time.
Like the one we just watched.
The one we just watched. Yeah.
Season 22.
Double twos.
Oh, wow.
That was Redemption Island. Ex-football player? With the special agent guy.
Yeah, special agent guy.
He's talking about
Philip. Yeah, Philip.
Yeah, I don't know if you could probably play with that guy, but I don't know if I'd want to. He was going nuts.
He was top three.
Yeah, he made it top three,
so good for that guy.
Yeah, that's a good season. That's my favorite season I've seen, probably.
Definitely.
What? Want one?
No.
Oh, okay. Do you have a favorite? Edit. Do you have favorite Survivor characters or no?
No, I'm not as invested as you guys, so that's why I said like you guys take it away.
Fair enough. All right, we'll do two more questions.
To any of the Canadian guys, did any of you apply to schools in Canada, or did you know this is where you wanted to go and that was it?
That's a good question. The three of us are actually Canadian. Y'all's American. He's from Chicago. But when I was playing junior after I graduated high school, I did do part-time classes at McMaster University. And I also applied to other universities, Brock, Laurier, and Western.
Yeah, I applied in grade 12. They basically make you apply to universities around the world, wherever you would want to go. So graduating high school, I kind of knew that I wouldn't go into university right away, but then I ended up applying to like U Ottawa, Carleton, a couple schools in Toronto.
Yeah.
And then I ended up going to Carleton for part-time and Vancouver Island University part-time.
I never really wanted to go to school in Canada, to be honest.
So you didn't apply?
I never applied anywhere. No.
It was more so just a thing to like keep you involved in school because you know, when you're playing junior, you're like, you're trying to get a spot on a team in the States. Yeah. So we kind of knew like that was going to eventually happen. So, but you know, just to like keep our minds active and to stay involved in a little bit of schoolwork, at least, that's why we did it.
That's good on your part.
Yeah,
I sure didn't.
Just a brain.
No, Jordan was a couch potato.
Yeah.
You're an academic. All legend, right. Johnny.
Last question. Last question of the episode.
Hey guys, so if you could star in any movie ever produced, what movie would it be and why?
Oh, star in any movie produced.
I got a great one for this, actually.
You go first.
I'd be Forrest Gump because that guy saw literally everything in history.
That's such a good one.
That is awesome.
Jordan?
Hi, Jenny. I don't know yet. I'm going to think for a
carrots. I would love if I starred in The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
Just because like your wife's Margot Robbie in that movie, like that can't get any better than that.
So. All right. That's kind of exactly what I thought you were going to say. I'm not surprised at all. Jordan, do you know?
No, I haven't thought.
It's gotta be like a good, like Yelly's was so good. Forrest Gump.
Oh yeah.
So you're telling me if you got the offer to star in The Wolf of Wall Street, you wouldn't?
Well, I probably would have made $10 million, so I would have.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Just feel like there was the question: starring in a movie or having a movie, like having your life
starring a in a movie.
Yeah.
So you have. So to instead of Leo, it would have been me.
Okay, so I understand.
I don't know if I would have done as good of a job as Leo.
Yeah.
Come on, mouth.
Come on, how you work. I feel like some sort of action movie, like maybe Indiana Jones or something like that would be fun.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Sure, dude. Marty?
I'm going with A Star is Born. I'm going as Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
But that ended really sad.
I did.
I just thought about it.
You would...
die
in the end.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So... You want to say a different answer?
That is a good movie, though.
But you are just acting, so it really doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, but I am a singer.
Still sad, but yeah, that's a good one.
You're singer-songwriter, Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Why don't you be like Woody from Toy Story?
You star in an animated film.
Yelly basically said, yeah, you got a face for animation. Not a boy.
Nice. Well, thanks, Yeller.
Okay, that that concludes the question segment. Yelly, give your goodbyes to the audience.
See everybody. It's nice being on podcast 22.
22. Yep. 22. Yep. Number 22 signing off.
See ya.
See ya, 22 Savage.
Peace.
Another good couple questions that
I love that segment. I love hearing the live questions.
I love it. Makes it better us not reading the questions out loud too. Like
and like we literally have no idea what it's gonna be.
Yeah.
So it's awesome.
I'd love like the funny ones, like if someone asked, like for example, like when we talked about the Twix left and right.
Yeah.
Like if someone was just like, hey, I'm just wondering which Twix is better, left or right. I think that would just be funny.
You actually had a Twix bar on the bus and I asked you, I'm like, what are you going to eat first, the right or the left? And I look at the package and it says two lefts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
I was howling.
And they tasted like crap.
So I guess the right one's better.
The right Twix are better.
Is always better.
Okay. So now we're going into, this is going to be called the Family Feud podcast ender segment.
All right, we'll think of a shorter name for that.
Yeah, we're gonna have to chop a couple words out of that title, but I think like that's something to work off of.
Yeah, no, we'll brainstorm.
Let's brainstorm now. What do you got off the top of your head?
No bad days.
You're gonna have to. Yeah, yeah. I was gonna ask you to say it again.
No, you can't take Marty's. Take Marty's.
What was the original?
Keep making fun of mine and come up with your own on the spot.
Well, can you say the original again?
The Family Feud podcast ender segment. Literally just say any other words and it's better already, so just come up with if you come up with something worse, then you're off the podcast.
Family Feud podcast ender segment. Is that what you
said? Dude, stop chirping my title and come up with your own.
I'm gonna use proper grammar in mine.
Yeah, because you've been doing that a lot lately.
The Family Feud end segment,
it's the same as mine, dude.
Yeah.
Come up with your own original title on the spot like I did.
Well, what does it entail?
A Family Feud question segment.
The no bad days. Have you ever seen Family Feud?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we're going with Marty's. Johnny obviously couldn't come up with one. Right.
Yeah, well,
so
before I was just mind boggled by that stupid name. That's okay, why.
So just for that, you're already down 2 points to Marty.
Yep. Okay. All
right, sweet.
Go ahead, Steve Harvey. A swear jar. What was the swear jar for again? It wasn't for swear.
A fine jar, like you screw up something late or something.
All right.
Anyways,
are you down for $1 for that name?
No, I'm not. I'm actually up $1. And remember, I'm the fine master, so I can't get fined.
Oh yeah. Okay, so a third of the podcast can't get fined.
Yeah. So only you and Marty can get fined, and basically not Marty either, because he's with me.
All right,
how it's gonna work is I'm gonna ask a question.
Okay.
And it's like snacks. Have you ever seen Family? Yeah, because the answers are on there.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so how it's gonna work, I'm gonna ask a question, you have to tap the table, I'll pick you if you tap first, and you have to say your answer right away, and then if it's on the list, I'll say it, and then I'll go to the other person, and if theirs is higher on the list, then they win the point. And we'll go to 3 points.
Okay.
Understand?
Yeah.
Everyone understand the game.
Who did you interview for these top answers, though?
I got them off Google.com. Family Feud.
Perfect. Smart man.
We'll change it every week.
This is Google.com Family Feud podcast ender game.
Whoever, and these are all Family Feud questions. So, like, everything's fair game. This is PG
maybe 14.
14 segment.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get your buzzer hand ready, Marty.
Ready? We asked a poll of 100 people. Name something in a person's closet that only comes out on special occasions. Johnny was first.
Santa hat. Everyone's got a Santa hat.
That's not on the list.
Dress shirt.
What? Suit tux.
Yeah.
Top answer.
Okay, come on.
1 point, Marty.
That's just ridiculous.
Oh, 1 point, Marty. Okay.
That's just too easy, Johnny.
Okay, here's another one. We asked a poll of 100 people. Tell me a word that rhymes with election.
Johnny, selection.
That's a good one.
Okay.
I don't have one. I was going to say.
Top answer was selection.
have another one.
Other words are erection.
I was just going to say erection.
Protection, rejection, collection, and sanction.
All right. All right.
1-1. Okay.
Wait, did you say mine was the
Yours
top
was
answer?
The top answer. Oh, I just baby. Wanted to give Marty a chance to see if he'd say the other one.
I was going to say it.
Erection popped in my head. Yeah. You know, no pun intended.
Okay.
All right.
God, we're children.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Maturity levels are up right now.
Okay. Here's something that goes with today's podcast theme.
Okay.
We asked a poll of 100 people. Name something you'd do if a person sitting next to you in an airplane had body odor.
Move.
Change seats. John.
Give them deodorant.
Spray perfume. Is that
count? No. Okay. No.
Well,
who's got the top answer?
Johnny has the top answer.
Yeah.
Let's go, baby. The
top answer was change seats.
So move. Was right. Yeah. Screw you.
But, all right. Sorry, we might have to go to 5. You guys want to go to 5? This is kind of cool.
Go to 5.
Okay. What is it? 2-1 right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, first to 5 or just 5 questions?
First to 5.
Okay.
First to 5. Okay. We asked a poll of 100 people. Name something that might be full of holes. Johnny.
Swiss cheese.
Oh, wow. That's good. Oh, the ground. I don't know.
Were you walking the moon?
Okay. Well, Johnny's was the top answer again.
Really?
Wow.
Swiss cheese.
Yeah, baby.
Other answers were clothes, socks, alibi / story, net, fishing net, colander or strainer, golf course, screen or road / street. So technically,
I'm actually surprised the net wouldn't be the top answer because
that's like literally a
full of holes
or like a strainer.
Yeah,
like that's got. But I guess it's like whatever you think.
Swiss cheese. Oh, it's
top answer.
Frick.
Okay, so 3-1, Johnny.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Okay. Okay. Name something a squirrel might get in a fight with if it tried to take its nuts.
Cat.
Chipmunk.
Oh my goodness.
Did I beat him?
You beat him by 1.
No!
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. What's the top answer?
Squirrels
top
don't
answer
fight was... cats, dude. Idiot.
Might.
Top answer was bird / crow.
Oh.
Another squirrel. Chipmunk.
Another squirrel.
Chipmunks, cat, raccoon, dog, rabbit, and a human. That's funny. You got to be a pretty low life if you're stealing nuts from a squirrel. Am I right?
What are you doing? Yeah. What? Like, get out of the park. Go home, dude.
Find
him at the grocery store. You don't have to find him on the ground.
Okay, this one should be... I think I know who's going to win this one. Ready? Let's go. It's all about who's got the faster hand. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Name something that might be brewing.
Coffee.
Okay. Boys. Yeah. Johnny?
I hit it first.
You did hit it first, but you guys both got the number one answer. That's a wash.
Well, I said it first. Well,
okay, so there's a flag on the play.
Okay.
But
10-yard penalty.
10-yard penalty, but it remains first down.
All right.
So we'll have to go again. We'll have to run it back.
Coffee.
Okay. We asked a poll of 100 people. What's something you'd keep in your car just in case?
Medical kit.
Gum.
First aid kit is on there.
Gum
is not on
there. No!
Yes!
How is gum not on there?
Just for the record, and I want
this. Is deodorant on there?
I want this on the record. That's 5 sweeps in a row for Pacer. And
that's not 5.
Yeah, you got 5.
No, you're 4 because we didn't count the last one, I thought.
I was already off 4.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh.
He started off hot with the
kind of okay, bonus round. This is
this is all or nothing.
If Marty gets this one, it's tied. If Joni gets one, this one, he wins. Okay, first of all, the answers to that one were money, food, first aid kit, spare tire, map, jumper cables, spare clothes, gas can, flare.
What did you say?
Gum.
I just want to say that if I have to use a map in an emergency, I'd rather just sit in my car and wait for help.
Yeah. Well, if your car's not working, the map's pretty useless, I guess, right?
No. Oh, it just said keep in your car just in case.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like what you think your first aid kit would fix the car?
Okay. No, I get it.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Next.
Anyways,
I do have a first aid kit in my car.
You're up 4-1. This one.
I just did win.
This one's the bonus. Yeah. Oh, sorry. You're up 5-1, but this one's the.
This one gives me four points.
This one's a 4-point question.
All right.
Okay.
What else do I have to do? Okay. We asked a poll of 100 question people poll. Name a house you'd never want to be in.
A haunted house. What are you going to say? A gingerbread house?
Scary. Okay, that one doesn't count.
We Why? Because I won?
House. No, we went to a haunted house last week.
Yeah.
That was the number one answer, though. Good job.
What were the other answers?
Okay, this one is
what else could he have
this
said?
This one is a 7-point question.
Yep.
Okay, 6-1.
Ready? Name an occupation that begins with the letter J.
Journalist.
Janitor.
Journalist is on the list, but janitor is number one.
Yeah! I win!
It's a tie game. 8-8.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
No, wait, our math's off. That was an 8-point question because you were up 9-1 from the 4-point before. So that was an 8-pointer. So now it's 9-9.
Yeah, 9-9. First to 10.
Okay, first to 10. We started at 3, now we're at 10.
Yeah.
And right. Johnny?
Yeah, no, I just can't wait to go home after this.
Yeah. Okay. Last question of the night. For all the marbles.
Okay. Have I won yet? Like, I've gotten no, a million in a row.
You almost got minus points for that last answer. Okay. Let's look for a good one here. Name something you did every day in kindergarten that you wish you could do every day now.
Street hockey.
That's definitely not on
okay, Johnny,
yeah, I know.
Play in the sandbox.
I was going to say, my other answer is going to be painting.
Okay. So I'm not going to give any points here because you were too specific. You said play in the sandbox. Play is on the list, but it says play, toys, recess. So
that's a toy.
A sandbox is not a toy.
What is it then?
It's a
what was that? Where did it go?
Structure. On? That's like saying that grass is a toy.
Is grass a structure?
A biological structure, yeah.
Oh my god, this game's ridiculous.
Okay, I won. Yeah, Johnny won. But this we're gonna game's... do one more just because Marty said right. Street hockey there.
Yeah.
Oh, that was tough.
Ready?
Yeah.
This isn't the Manitoba edition.
I'm gonna get a good one. That's what I want. I want a real good one.
Yeah, give us a hard one.
Like really, really good. Okay. Like really good.
Like so good.
Yeah. Like super good. Got it?
Okay, we'll do one more.
Okay.
This isn't a great one, but name something. So this is our last question of the night. Johnny, you've technically already won, but Marty, you can claw your way back in for next week.
Yeah, it's 9-9 right now.
Are you agreeing to this?
No.
Okay. Name something people tend to fall out of.
Seat.
Took a little too long. Chair is on there, though.
A seat. Yeah. Chair.
Tree.
Tree's number one.
Yep.
Marty's got the momentum to go into next
and
week.
I win 10-9.
And I'm still up a million points.
Well, everyone, that concludes episode 22 of the No Bad Days podcast. We hope that you enjoyed our new little segment here, and next week we'll talk more about hockey. It's been a pleasure as always, boys, and thank you as always for tuning in.
Cheers, fellas.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.